Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, too, the one and only. The world's very happy about that. There's only one of me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the site where you can find all the things that we do here, including all the things that we do with our Brain Trust members. You can find all about them on our site. We have a suite for every one of them, a couple of thousand folks who joined us over the last 16 and a half years. You can find out how to get to them, too, including our good buddy Chip Bell, who's with us right now. He's the author of the outstanding book, 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service, and one of his new book that I encourage you to find, among many other books that he's written. Just find the whole library of Chip Bell books, and you'll be happy that you did. Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us a website, please.
Oh, my pleasure. The website is chipbell.com, or if you're looking for the book and you're interested in buying bulk copies, SimpleTruths.com would be the best place to go.
All right, so check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Chip, we've been talking about how to love up our customers, even when they're not lovable. And gave us two good examples in the last segment. You had three principles of how to do this. You gave us two in the previous one. Make sure you look inward. That you not something that you did to cause this. Make sure you take care of your employees. Make sure that they're respected. And what's the third one?
Well, the third one is you got to take care of your organization. You got to worry about the bottom line. Sometimes there are customers that don't belong in your organization, and you need to give them an opportunity to go to a competitor. And I'll give you a great, interesting example. HipsIn, as you probably know, has this great service guarantee. If you did not have a great stay, they want to know, they want to get feedback, and they automatically comp you that evening. And so they don't want you to have a bad experience. Well, the story goes that there was a truck driver who did not have a good experience with HipsIn 51 times. In fact, they knew who he was. And they can see he checked in. Oh, well, he's not going to have a good experience.
He was on their least wanted list, wasn't he?
That's right. And so they changed the policy, and they changed it to one that says, after the third time, they will say to you, apparently, our hotel is not for you, and we might suggest that you find a better one.
Here's a list of other places for you to go abuse.
That's right. So I think there are times in which the economics are just not there, and you know, even short term or long term.
Right.
Sometimes we know we're going to lose money on the front end, but we're going to gain it ultimately. Yep. And you do have responsibility for the bottom line.
And that's where you just fire. You have to fire a customer sometimes.
As you would say, you fire them with love.
That's exactly right.
Line you draw in the sand and say, you know, get out of here.
Let's shift over and talk about the online difficult customers. The ones, you know, when I travel around speaking as you do, and I talk about the user generated content. That's part of my presentation to talk about how customers now are empowered to. One of the ways customers co-own your brand message is through user generated content. Which is word of mouth on steroids. And they always ask me, what do you do about when somebody's got an axe to grind, or it's a competitor writing a bad review about you, or something else? Mm-hmm. This is really bothering people. What do they do about it?
It is. I think the first thing is always take the high ground, and you have to say, what if I just ignore this? Because we know there are going to be crackpots and weirdos out there that are going to damage us sometimes, and sometimes it's better just ignore it. But there's obviously a point at which you got to say, I'm going to draw a line here, because I'm always reminded of that great. Politician line, the Southern politician was running for sheriff said, you can criticize my accent and you make me laugh. Criticize my views, you make me listen. But you criticize my mama, you're asking me for a fight. Well, I think we have to decide at which point are they criticizing your mama. so to speak. And then you have to decide, this is where I draw the line. And I think it is appropriate at some point to say, now I step in, now I take responsibility. And I think then, particularly because the Internet is so anonymous, I think that's when you engage your friends and associates and others to help you in the fight.
Right.
I think it is important to say, let me look at multiple channels and how I'll respond to this. It also gives us clear indication we need to stay in the conversation in social media. Because if you're not out there in that conversation, you can misinterpret or misread a snarky review.
Well, one of the things I tell people is I say, look, when you look at reviews and there are 10 reviews or 8 are good and 2 are bad, don't you basically say, okay, I figure these two guys nobody can make them happy. So I'm going 8-2. That's a pretty good ratio. So you've got to make sure the customers who are happy with you bank some good reviews. You got to do that, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it is important that we look at, are there other ways, you know, if I had somebody who's writing a bad review, do I also have them on Twitter? Can I reach out to them? Can I access them? Sometimes you can turn a great situation
around
and suddenly get a great review from the person who had written a bad one.
And that's what you have. That's exactly the way. And that can be more powerful than just a positive review. Folks, it's just common sense, basically. But Chip said it right. There's a conversation going out there that you're involved in. You better be part of it, or you're going to get in trouble. ChipBell.com, is that right, Chip?
That's correct.
And the new book is 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. Hey, Chip, come back soon.
Always enjoy being with you, Jim. Thanks
Good
so much.
Good job. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.